Okay, tell everyone we are up to page 138, moving on to 139. We're at the bottom of 138. We're really in the Ramah. Over here in Sif Yud Gimel, yesterday we talked about the introduction about the Machlokas in Rabbi Yitam and the Rosh Rambam, that whether if you take a thick dough, and then you cook it or you fry it, what's going to be with the brach? Okay, someone brought up steamed bread, steamed bun. Perhaps it would be the same thing over there, because steaming is not really a baking process, but perhaps it would be a similar shell. We saw Rabbeinu Tam held that if you just took a thick dough and you fried it, it's going to be amotzi lechem min haaretz. According to the Rosh Rambam, it is going to be borei minei mizonos, even if you're koveya suda alaf. Okay, the Machaber told you yuri shemayim shibiyatzu deishneim, but that is, as we said, is when it's only dough. Okay, it's dough, and then you fried it or you cooked it. However, if you add like a donut, and you have all the sweet stuff around it, and kneaded with sugar and stuff like that, and you have the toppings like that, then it's going to be pasav abekisnin at worst. Okay, or worst. It's going to be defined pasav abekisnin according to even Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and according to the Rosh Rambam, it's still going to stay as a ma'isa kedera. It's not bread at all since you cooked it or you fried it. We said the minhag is lahakil for bnei Ashkenaz. You have room to be mekel, even to be kovei asuda on the donuts. There is room to be mekel. We saw it could be going to the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Even Ashkenazim should perhaps wash in a piece of bread if they are going to be kovei asuda on fried dough. Okay, and on the fried dough. Now that's that. Now comes the Ramah and says like this. All this is talking about if after you fry it or you cook it, it has Torah lechem. It looks like bread. A donut basically is a piece of bread that was fried. If you took off the frosting, okay, or even a sufganiyah, you get the circle. It looks like a roll that they put a little bit of jelly in it. It definitely has Torah lechem to it. And therefore you have this machlokas between Rash and Rabbeinu Tam. However, says the Ramah, if in the final process you had a thick dough, but then you cooked it, and now it does not have toar lechem, and it doesn't look like bread anymore, which is any type of pastas and the like. Okay, so mean itriot over here, pastas are going to be boiled on, you're done with the pasta. It doesn't look like bread, okay? All the shapes and sizes we had, none of them look like bread. And therefore, since they do not have Toar lechem, lekuli alma ein mevarchen aleim amoti lo give a brachos. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, kal vachomer, according to the Rash Rambam, it is not going to be amotzi, even if you're going to be kovei asuna, delo mikri lechem. This is not going to be considered lechem, and that's the reason why on pastas and the like, you're not going to have to wash a bench, even if you're kovei asuna on it. It's always going to be borei minei mizonos based on this Ramah. However, then the Ramah says, Aval, pashtido v'kreplach. Okay, mikrei tor lechem. However, if it's going to be puffed up a little bit, even if it was going to be cooked, then it would be tor lechem. Now he's just defining for us what is more tor lechem, a thin pasta, or even the swirly kinds, or the shells, or that. Those are fine tor lechem. But if you make a whole big dough out of it, and you make it into a kreplach, okay, we have the meat-filled kreplachs and stuff like that, that would be tor lechem. Therefore what? So it's Torah Lechem. So then it's going to go back to Rash Rabbeinu Tam. As the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Mikrei Torah Lechem, Siv Katan Pei Aleph, Rotsa Lomar, and therefore be Yirei Shemayim, Rotsa Le'edasa Yishchokim, and it's going to find his Pishmash, and it's going to make of a Shemin. Therefore, if you want to be the Yirei Shemayim, so therefore on these, okay, things like Kreplach and the like, which are more puffed up, and therefore they have Torah Lechem. If you want to be Yirei Shemayim, you should go to Yirei Shneim and go ahead and wash. But remember, Rash Rabbeinu Rash and the Rambam, they would still hold that it's still going to be Borei Minei Mizonos because it was cooked. Anytime the bread is only something that's going to be baked, this is cooked, and therefore, even if it has Torah Lechem, it's still not going to help to turn it into a Hamotzi Lechem in Arts. It won't even make it into a Pasav Bekissin. But if you want to be Machmer for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, then your Shemayim would creep in. Ve'ein Lachem Alekein Berach Al Shar Pas Tchila, and therefore you should make a Bracha. If you want to be Yirei Shemayim, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, then you should make a Bracha on a separate piece of bread. Okay, the kol zelomayir ela beisa shein b'ashem unudvash. But all this is talking about, as I mentioned before, if you just have dough and then you cook it or fry it, then base Torah lechem, no Torah lechem, all the shittas we saw. However, if the Be'ezah Sheva Hashem et Lashka Yotzeba, El Shemet Tukan Ben, Avoli Nilosh Ben, but if you also need it with these sweet things, Farnisbar Dino Eitzel Pasav Kissen, then that's already going to for sure take it out of the category of bread, and at worst it's going to be Pasav Kissen, but it's still, according to the Rashi of Rambam, it's still going to be Maisa Kedera. I know these things are confusing, but that's going to be a Lachla Maisa. This is like this. So far, if you have, right, we're talking about a thick dough. You take a thick dough, and then you cook it or fry it L'maisa. It's going to be borei minim nizaros, whether it has Torah lechem or does not have Torah lechem. If it has Torah lechem, there is the Shita Ravin of Tam that one wants to be machmer for. It sounds like Sfardim have more reason to be machmer for. Then go ahead and wash on a separate piece of bread. Okay? That's because you do not bake it. Baking is the way of making bread, not by cooking or frying. Now we move into Yedal. What happens if you boil the bread? Okay, boil the dough, but then you go ahead and bake it. That's chalut, it's based on a Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that on such bread, you would not be chayiv in chal. Okay, however, if you look beferish in the Ritva, on the sugya over there in Yevamos, he says beferish over there that you would make hamotzi lechem in aretz. Okay, you would still make well, it's mostly, you'd be chayv and chal over there. He says, "V'hu adin, it's going to have to wash, and you have to eat a motzi, and you're also going to have to make and have to bench afterwards." And that is the psak over here in the Mechaber Chalut Perish Kmin Pas Choltenu Toberotli. You first put it into boiling hot water. After kach afu betanor, and afterwards you go ahead and bake it in the oven. Pas gomor hu mevarech alav amotzi. It is pas gomor, and you're going to make amotzi lechem min haaretz. You see beferish over here that on bagels, that's what they do with bagels. Bagels, the difference between bagel, regular bagel, and bread is that they first boil bagels, and then they put it into the tanur. Okay? And therefore, I don't understand. I've had two Talmidim over the years that said they have their Masorah, that bagels, they make Borei Min Zonos on bagels. It's beferish over here in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't see any chokim on this, that bagels are hamotzi lechem mina aretz, because at the end of the day, you did bake them, they have tzuras apas, they have Torah lechem, and therefore, it's going to be hamotzi lechem mina aretz. Says the Ramana, v'chein davar. So up until this point, really, Yud Gimel and Yud Dal, we were talking about a blilaso ava, a thicker dough. Now we are going to get into blilaso raka. Okay, what if you have a blilaso raka? You have a thin batter. Okay, says the Ramah. V'chein davar sheblilaso raka. You have a thinner batter, she'afu b'taner below mashka. And you now bake in the oven without any liquids. You have flour, water, but more water to flour, and therefore it is more liquidy. Dino kipas, says the Ramah, its status is like bread. U'mevarech alav amotzi v'shalosh brachos. The bracha would be amotzi and shalosh brachos. V'cheinim afu be'ilpis. Below mashka. Also, if you fry it on a pan, but without any mashka. Okay, you just put a fire over a pan, and you pour this batter onto a pan, and it bakes into a thin bread over here. It is going to be amotzi. Lechem mina aretz, says the Ramah. We will come back to this Ramah tomorrow, because it's not so posh. But the bottom line, the Ramah writes over here that a blilaso raka, and then you bake it, or you pan and put it on a pan without any mashka, it's going to be amotzi lechem min haaretz. And he just points out, umaat mashka, shemokshkin bo ha'ilpes, lo yisareifa isa, lo rikar mashka, the little bit of spray you put in the bottom of the pan, a little bit of oil you put in the bottom of the pan, in order that it doesn't burn. Okay, the pan doesn't burn, the isa doesn't burn, that's not considered mashka, that's in order to save the pan and the food, but that's not considered cooking in a mashka. Aval, davar shablilaso raka, vitigno bimashka, but if you have a blilaso raka, and then you're metagging it in shemen, okay, you fry it, lekuli almalav lechem hu, that's for sure not considered lechem, because now you have tarti legreasa, it's a blilaso raka, and you're not baking it. Okay, so it comes out over here, lemaisa. Number one is bagels, which are boiled and baked. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Okay? Over here, though, when you take a blilaso raka, and then you bake it, sounds like from the Ramah, it's going to be hamotzi. Let's get into Sif Tezvav. A couple minutes over here, and then we'll get to Lamaisa tomorrow. But over here, I'll present the problem over here, and that is based on the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos differentiates between two different foods, one called Shroknin, and one called Tarisa. Okay, Shroknin, it says it's going to be chayiv in challah. Teresa says it is not going to be chayiv in chal. The Beis Yosef learns from over here, they're also different in categories. Teresa, Troknin, the one that says you are going to be chayiv in chala, he says if you kovei asura on Troknin, it'll be a motzi lechem min haaretz like Passover mekissin. But by Teresa, even if you're kovei asura on him, the Beis Yosef says you are not going to make a motzi lechem min haaretz. We'll soon see the Magen Avraham is going to disagree with the Beis Yosef, but let's see this inside. What are these things? What's Troknin and what's Teresa? Says Troknin. Dahainu sha'osin guma bakira. Remember, they're ovens. We're not like our ovens. It was in the ground. Someone makes a hole in the ground in the oven. Okay, bakira. That's a guma. V'nosnim ba'kemech umayim m'marvim ba'v'nefesham. And you pour water and flour into this hole of the oven, and it bakes into the form of the hole inside the oven. M'varech alav borei minim mezonos u'bracha achas mein shalosh. It is going to be borei minim mezonos and bracha achas mein shalosh. So you see over here, the Machaber puts this like the Beis Yosef Lishitoso. Over here, he puts it into the middle category of Passover Mekissin in this Troknin. Mizonos, if you're Kovei Asura Alav, it's going to be Hamotzi. What is this? Why isn't it bread and water? It's flour and water. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Since I'm Magen Avraham Shekatov Peches Shosim Bli Lasso Rakamot V'Lahachi Mavarach LaBorim Nezonos B'Lo Kava. It's since it's made with a Bli Laraka, that's why it's going to be Borim Nezonos. If you're not Kovia, Di Lo Ayah Bli Lasso Raka Kol Kachal Mavarim Siv Yadal Tafilu Bli Lasso Raka Kol Shulav Asov Ayta Tafilu B'Tonar Mavarach Hamotzi. So basically, what's going on over here is the Magen Avraham presents over here that we're talking about a Bli Laraka, and therefore it's not going to come out so much as a Tzuras Apas. And therefore, we see over here, similar to what I learned at the beginning, even though this doesn't have any of the categories really of Passover of Kissin, no one said anything there was needed with sweet stuff. It's not filled with sweet stuff. It doesn't sound like it's going to be crumbly, crusty. It doesn't sound like it's going to be crusty at all. It doesn't sound like it's a pretzel. Okay? Nevertheless, you're going to be boring minimum. Zonos? Why? It sounds like because it doesn't have Tzuras Alechem. This is similar to the Ma'amar Mordechai we saw earlier on. Even if something doesn't have one of the three categories, but it doesn't look necessarily like bread, it's not treated like bread, it's going to get Borei Minei Mezonos, unless you're Kovei Asura Alav. But you also see over here, the Magen Avraham is trying to fit this Mechaber in with what the Ramah said earlier on. The Mechaber sounds against the Ramah. If we're saying we're talking about a Bli Laraka, and then you go ahead and bake it, so the Ramah said before, that's Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Bli Rasa Raka, you go ahead and bake it as Ramotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Over here, he sounds like it's going to be Borei Minei Mezonos the Mechaber. So perhaps there's either a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. I would say that was more the Pashas. Or the Magen Avraham says, no, the Ramah was talking about a Bli Laraka. And now we're talking about a Bli Rasa Raka Ma'od. The problem with that is, then what the heck is Teresa? Teresa says over here about Teresa. Dahainu Shalokhin Kemech Umayi Mar Mosam. Vishopchim al Akira. You pour it onto Akira, so you see over here, we're definitely talking about a Bli Las Raka. Vimispashet Vinefa, and it spreads out, and it bakes, Ein Alav Torres Lechem Clouds, does not look like a Lechem at all. Vinei Nevarchan Alav Elaborei Minim Ezoros Abrachachas, Mein Sholosh, Vafilu Kova Sudas Alav. Since it's so thin over here, the Mechaber says, that even if you're Kovei Asura, it's bread and flour and water, but since it's such a Bli Las Raka Ma'od, it is not going to be a bread type family at all, and therefore it's going to be a Borei Minim Mezonos, even if you're Kovei Asura Alav. Obviously, this is going to get very much, we'll talk tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, or Sunday. Next time, Wallacha Lameisa, in terms of pancakes, in terms of blintzes, in terms of wraps, okay, all that's going to do with this Balagan over here in the Ramah, and the Mechaber, how to make sense of all this, Bezrat Hashem, next time, Ad Kan for today.